Why
stuff.
is the P in penis italicized but nothing else is?
Get internet throttled.
Download too much porn.
Add everything in the watching list. Don't actually watch anything.
The teat idol master?
That's what the pros do.
Start off with a 2014 winter season preview, and with us today is going to be a small show, short show. I'm Dono, and joining us today are John,
hello,
and new to the show, Mr. Brian.
What's up?
So we're just gonna jump right into it. It's been a while, so let's just sort of catch up what we've been watching the last like 3 months. John, why don't you start us off, because you always have a lot.
What I've been watching the last 3 months? What haven't I been watching in the last 3 months? Better question.
Let's basically sum up our fall preview show here, or fall finale show.
We don't even have one.
I know.
Well, if there was anything that really stuck out, it'd be Kyokai no Kanata, KyoAni's anime last season. And it's definitely one of the best KyoAni animes I've watched in a while. It's really good. Watch it, Julian.
You telling me to watch it? And...
so good.
Any other fall shows that have ended?
Nothing that really sticks out as much. I mean, there's Valvrave 2. More Valvrave. There's Blaze Blue, which was terrible.
Did DJ watch
Did
that?
Did even watch it? I saw it and I'm like, oh,
it's
sister.
Terrible.
Yeah, and, I just took you guys' words for it.
And other than that, there are 9 shows that carry over from last season to this season. So
yeah, that's what the majority of my watching's been like focused around last shows, or last season's shows, because they're pretty good.
Yeah, Little Buses Refrain, pretty good.
That's still going too?
No, it's ended, but it's better than first season.
Yeah, but you have to watch first season. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's 24 episodes, right? Both seasons.
Second season, no. Refrain is 13.
Oh, okay. Of course,
the first season
shorter.
Is still like 20-something.
Too much Little Busters.
It's kind of boring. It's quite boring. Infinite Stratos 2, believe it or not, is worse than Infinite Stratos 1.
That's a lie.
People like that show, though.
Me, I like it.
If you look at the plot, it's so bad.
The plot don't matter. The plot don't matter.
Here's the thing. I gave it a 4 out of 10 because it's bad. The plot's terrible. However, the fan service was great.
Great. Exactly.
Great fan service.
Why do you think people watch it, nigga?
Why do you think people wait for the Blu-rays?
Other than that, it's pretty bad. Freezing Vibration, same as first season. Capellion was pretty bad.
Stop the episode 3.
Capellion, yeah, that sounded interesting, but it's I never...
Yuzakura Quartet, that was great. Really good. Unbreakable Machine Dao, best ending. And pretty much everything else that matters is airing.
All right.
Yeah. Well, there's Kyosou Giga. That was good.
Yes. Did I watch that? I don't remember.
The thing about Kyosou Giga is that the first 5 episodes were pretty much like the OVAs that got released like a year ago, but more fleshed out.
Uh-huh.
The next 5 were new. It wasn't bad. It's pretty good.
Any non-fall stuff?
One Piece? Well, I know Brian's been watching Hajime no Ippo.
Yes, man, like, so good.
Original or the new one?
The new one.
I started from season one, and I'm all the way back up to season three, dude. It's so good. It's so good. Oh, the fight scenes. Oh, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, every single time I watch an episode, it's just like, I just end up smiling. It's like, come on! No, don't end like this.
But boxing.
It's good. So what is this boxing?
Sports anime.
It's a sports anime. It's more, I don't know, I find this more enjoyable than, like, iShield 21 or any other sports anime I've actually watched.
You watch, what are those?
Kickoff, Genki no Kickoff.
That's
baseball animes out there.
That baseball one, Funimation released like 3 seasons of for some reason. And they never released the 4th because apparently it's still terrible.
Yeah, also, Code Geass.
Oh.
That OVA shit?
The OVA thing, second one came out, subbed. I haven't watched it yet. Kind of waiting for, like, better subs.
I don't know. Alright, the first one at least.
I didn't even realize there was a new OVA that released.
This one's got Zuck.
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 Is it really?
Yeah.
So I have to watch it then. Because he does spinning.
I don't know. I haven't watched it, like I said.
That's your gifts, though.
It's kind of everything fallen beyond.
What about Petite Idolmaster?
Oh, you want me to talk about that? Okay, I'll go in order. I watched FLC to see what all the craze is about because of, you know, Kill la Kill. And Gurren Lagann and all that. And yeah, it's good. I still don't see the Kill la Kill in it. Because I still think Kill la Kill is more...
I think anything with, like, that kind of art style and that kind of, like, action just instantly gets related to each other.
Yeah. They're done by the same people, are they not?
I think so. I mean, art style's kind of similar, but it was a Gainax, I think? Was it Gainax? No. Maybe. I don't know.
Whatever.
Whatever. But the art styles are kind of similar in the pacing or whatever. It's kind of similar, too.
Another thing that came out in the 3 months that we haven't done anything. Pokemon The Origin.
Oh, that. Everyone's been telling me to watch it. I didn't even bother. I don't know why.
It's right.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty much a giant spiel for Mega Evolution.
Oh, okay. These Pokemon games, yo.
But I wouldn't mind watching, like, an actual series of it, though.
Did X and Y start yet, or not yet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did.
Season or next season? I don't remember.
Pokemon X and Y episode 12 released 19 hours ago.
Okay, guess
it's... Okay, so it started. Whatever, but, and I haven't watched Pokemon since, like, season 5, 6, I don't know. What are they on now, 13, 14?
Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Poochimus, Petite Idolmaster. It's really good.
What is a Poochimus?
It's the Petite Idolmaster.
Man, I gotta watch Idolmaster in general. I watch AKB0048, girl.
That's Idols.
No, it's Idols, but it's not Idolmaster.
The Idolmaster is just the best. But yeah, Poochimus was good. 64 episodes, 2 minutes.
What? Oh, 2 minutes, okay.
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't mind 64 episodes of 24 minutes of this.
Isn't it like blobs?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, I need to look this up real quick.
If you like Idolmaster, then you'll like this.
But blobs.
Poochimus.
Can only handle so many blobs. Those K-On! Ones are... I like
different
them,
from
but...
the K-On! Ones.
Oh, isn't it...
They're not as blobby.
It looks like a bunch of chibi.
Yeah, they're chibis. Oh. Yeah, but it's good. Then there's also Setuka, Yaku, and Domo, the OVAs, because they're actually a sequel to first season. However, the last episode gets released in, like, the spring when second season's already airing now, so great job.
They really planned that one out.
I mean, regardless, I like the series regardless, but more on that later.
More on that later. Probably the biggest thing recently, SAO Extra Edition.
What is that?
What is it, 90% of recap and 10% new material?
Yeah, it's pretty much that.
How great.
But honestly, though, watching the recaps made me realize I really did enjoy SAO a lot.
Yeah.
I watched it.
You like to give it hate, but... And especially DJ likes to give it hate just for being .hack.
Yeah, but
for being that high.
I really did enjoy the show when I watched it.
Yeah. So. I mean, like, I've watched most of the dot hacks. I can't really remember much from them, but I've watched them all, and I've thoroughly enjoyed all of them, but I also... I really enjoyed all of them. Okay? Like, give me a box of tissues in this. I'm joking about that. Don't do that.
That NTR really got you off, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, the Twilight Brigade, you know? But really, though, like, SA, I don't know, it was just something new to me. Like, I had the similar concepts to Dot Hack, very similar concepts, being, you know, they're stuck in a game, you die in the game, you die in real life and shit, but, you know, I just like SAO a tad bit more.
Similar to Spy Kids 3.
Spy Kids 3.
What?
What?
Yeah, they're in the game?
They're in the game, but...
All I remember from Spy Kids 3 is, like, you're the guy, and then you get zapped, and it's like, okay, you're the guy now.
Yeah, Elijah Wood.
That's all I remember.
They were in the game. You died in the game, you died in real life.
That's how it was, really?
Spy Kids 3. Let's move on.
Yeah, GTO, can't wait, right?
Yeah, SAO Season 2. It's got Sasha and Miyuki. It's all that matters.
Right, amazingly, I did watch some stuff. I just sort of put movies down for this because I don't really remember what, like, shows that I might watch random episodes of. So, got a couple animes on Blu-rays. Garden of Words. It's like a 44-minute Makoto Shinkai movie. The guy who made 5 centimeters per second and Hoshi, whatever the hell it's called. The other one. It's not very good. It looks nice, but oh my god, it's terrible.
You didn't like Kotoha no Niwa?
No, I did not like Kotoha no Niwa.
Loved it.
So,
I've watched it.
It's only 40 minutes, but it feels like twice that. It's just so bleh. I mean, the other ones were, you know,
Julian
very emotional.
Romances.
But, I think it's because I watched it with the English dub on, and that was really...
Why did you do that?
because I watched...
Why would you watch it?
Do you know who voiced the main female character in Japanese?
Is it Hanazawa Kana?
Yes, it is.
That was a random guess, because it's always Hanazawa Kana. I feel like I would like it a lot more in Jap, but now that I've watched it in English, it's kind of ruined for me.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Never watch anime dubbed.
But I was watching it with my family because they wanted to watch it, and they're like, no, we don't want to watch with subtitles, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's like that one time we watched the Jackie Chan movie.
It's great. Then I also watched Grave of the Fireflies.
Dumb.
I did watch that dub, but that's actually a decent dub because that's done by Disney or whatever. It's depressing. Yeah, it's been a while since I've watched it, but I don't know. It's because my family did not want to watch Redline, which I ended up watching by myself then. And yeah, I watched Redline again because that movie's great. And yeah, that's it for anime movies, rather. Attack on Titan, man, come on. We had at least 2 chapters since last time we recorded. Maybe 3.
I didn't even read the newest chapter.
Yeah, I haven't read the last 2 chapters that were released.
Nothing happens.
I'm too
except
busy
for
the manga now.
Except for Armin getting raped, because he always gets raped.
By who this time?
It'd be easier to tell by who he didn't get raped by.
Okay.
But the last 2 chapters were essentially the same thing. Standing around talking. Great. Don't explain that. They talk the entire chapter and yet don't explain anything. It's great.
Sweet.
Gotta love these month waits for these chapters.
No, it's okay. It's better than waiting. Let's see, I'm still waiting like 9 months right now, or like 8 months, something ridiculous, for a new chapter of Berserk.
Or that,
because, you know, this guy is too busy playing Idolmaster to make a new chapter.
What about
the
high school?
Then again, he's like, high school, they're dead.
It's like a chapter a year.
It's like 3-year hiatus, then 1 chapter, and then another 3-year hiatus.
Oh, shit, I need to write a chapter. Okay, I'm good. See you later.
Peace.
What about you, Brian? Anything you want to bring up?
Let's see. What was that one movie that I watched thinking that it was going to be a new series? I realized it was freaking a movie I was watching. Let me find it real quick. I've just been pretty much watching everything that seemed interesting to me. Let's see. I recently watched the Nepu. I'm going to say this entirely wrong, probably. Nepu Kairiku Bushi Road. I watched it, I enjoyed it, but when I think about it, it's pretty bad.
It's a mech, isn't it?
What is it?
It's a mech anime, mech anime movie, and it's like they're on a post-apocalyptic world, pretty much. The human race is always in fear of these new species called, I think they called it poison.
Oh, great. It sounds so generic, by the way.
Yeah, exactly, right? And, like, this one girl, she loses her kingdom, and she's on a quest to go destroy the poison for revenge, and she meets this nigga, and they fall in love, pretty much, and everything happens, and then he saves the day. Fucking hate the ending, too. I don't like the ending of this movie.
You really sold me on this movie, by the way.
Yeah, because it's that good, right? I know you want to watch it now.
Speaking of, forgot to mention, I had started watching the Hanasaka Iroha movie, but got interrupted. But yeah, the first half of that movie is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's more Hanasaka.
Can't wait to watch the second half.
Yeah, pretty good.
Plus, it looks nice. The show was like that too, though.
PA Kiyohani, works, man.
Or PA works, right.
Good.
Kiyohani.
Yeah, Kiyohani. Kiyohani does everything now.
Alright. So that basically just wrapped up sort of a brief summary of what we've been doing the past 3 months. So let's actually head into the fall stuff, or winter stuff. I don't know why that title says fall. Fall and beyond. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's fall and beyond.
Fall and beyond.
One Piece, man. It's not fall.
Yeah, beyond.
Beyond.
Two souls.
Just...
All right, anyways. So let's just launch into some stuff that carried over from previous seasons. Start off with Golden Time, John.
Golden Time. It's aight. That's all I can say about it.
Is it no longer NTR?
No.
It's still NTR?
I don't know what you want to say about it. It's made by the same person that did Toradora. But Toradora is way better.
Darn.
if I had the rating right now, it'd be a 7. So.
Right. Yeah, this
not
okay,
bad.
It's decent,
like,
yeah.
An MAL average.
Yeah. That's about it.
I guess I'll watch it later.
Watch it later. Famous last words.
Say thing with Idol Masters. I'll watch it later. Never do it again.
Speaking of what we won't be watching later, terrible segue, by the way. Hunter x Hunter 2011. I think we're all caught up in this, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this episode came out today, you know?
Yep. Still didn't really do anything. Like,
it's okay. I still enjoyed it. They ran up the stairs, and you know, they said hi to the king, and then...
They run up the stairs. Well, actually, they're not even up the stairs yet.
They're halfway up the stairs, excuse me.
Okay,
last episode, they were at the bottom.
The hell is his name? Yuppie? Yuppie?
Yuppie,
yeah.
So, like, I don't mind the pacing. I really don't.
Well, it's usually relatively good pacing. It's just, like, this last episode or two has just sort of been, they're stretching it out a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of just sort of, like, slow pans and narration.
Because that's what the next, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be narration.
It's setting up
it's the same in the manga as well. It's all narration.
That's just like, I want to see something happen with this arc. Like, this arc's good, but I just want to, like, see the end of it now and sort of keep flashing back to people and, like, focusing on people's faces for, like, 10 minutes. It's like, oh.
I see what
you're know why, because shit's going to happen.
Yeah, shit is going to happen. I mean, like, that's, like, I understand where you're coming from, but I just want to see it happen now, but it's just, like, it's building everything up so that you just can't wait for it.
The
like,
catharsis of emotion at the end, Julius.
Stupid, like, chairman guy, like, they dragon dive down into the palace, they run up the stairs, and they, like, stab him in the back, and it's like, no, we're going to stand here out of respect. And then they're like, oh, wait, we shouldn't have done that. Like,
King walked in between them. like
shit! What was that planning for? And what was the point of the dragon dive thing? Like, it just broke the palace a little bit.
Yeah, it's
and killed the girl.
Well, Death Repito got it, okay? Crying while healing her.
I thought she was dead, and she's like, nah, she's got this.
Man.
I'm still surprised Zeno's in this.
Who?
Zeno Zoldyck.
That guy. That's right.
Like, I had no clue he was going to be in this. It's pretty cool that he is.
No, but, like, do you remember from, like, one or two episodes ago how, like, he was, like, commentating on what happened there? There's, like, scenes of him,
like,
sitting at, like, a dinner table commenting on what happened. So I'm just, like...
Because they were talking about the other guys, like, training or whatever.
Talking about Netero.
Yeah, that's
right. Like, he knew his grandfather, but, like, that means he's, like, what, 300? Or something. But then he, like, met him when he was 50, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. So he met his grandfather when he was, like, what, 2?
Man, all I know is that last episode, Netero clapped and Nefropito flew.
Yeah, it was nice to see Neferpito actually like get her ass kicked for once, because it's the other way around.
He literally clapped and waved his hand, and she's just gone.
And what is Poof going to do? Like, what is he doing in the other tower? Like, he's just chilling over there.
He stood there and, like, smiled at the broken table where where his king plays shogi or whatever. Not shogi.
I still question how they're going to beat the royal guards.
Yeah, because they're, like, right there now.
Like, I can't think of any of them being strong enough to face them. I mean, I know what happens in Gon and Pito's fight, but the other two, like...
Okay, like
you, every other shonen, they're gonna bullshit their way through it.
Yeah, but like it's like you even know like Knuckle when he was being invisible, like monitoring Yuppie's like R level or whatever. He's like, that's at least 7 times as strong as teacher. He never beat his teacher.
But he's like, did he say it was like unlimited aura or something? It's like, oh
yeah,
okay.
You know, no, but like he said, it's at least 10 times more than his teacher. So
yeah,
it's close.
Set it up. For them to be like these godlike characters, how are they gonna do it?
Exactly.
It's like, and then they bring in like the hunters we already know, so that we know how strong those hunters are, and they're not as strong as those guys.
There's
so.
No way. I can't see it.
And like, what's his face? Oh, what's the guy with the pipes name? Murgle? Something with an M, right?
Morel.
Morel. Yeah. Like, he maybe had a chance, but then he's like, oh, I'm at 30% power or something.
Like haven't slept in like.
So it was like, oh, so that guy's like out, and Nob
my purple
like,
haze the whole time, same name. I give
and why
my
Nob
the same name as we.
Like topic, why is Nob such a pussy? Like,
man, you want to stand in front of that aura, man?
They're standing in the aura right now.
Yeah,
no,
because
you know, they're inside Neferpito's. He didn't even see Neferpito's.
I know, he just like,
didn't even see it.
Saw the aura, like, and then he just wait. It wasn't Neferpito's, right?
It was Poops. He didn't even see Neferpito's. That's what I'm saying.
I do have to say, though, the voice actor for when he breaks down was, like, spectacular.
It was pretty funny to watch, but, like, come on, he's their teacher.
No, he was a really good voice actor when he was breaking down.
Oh, that's just so dumb. Now he's, like, white hair and stuff from seeing Poof's aura, not even, like, Neferpito's. Like,
yeah, I know, right?
If he can't handle Poof...
There's no way you'd be able to fight everyone else.
Yeah, and, like, what about Yuki?
And, like, everyone is standing beside Neferpito's aura now.
I know, because she, like blasted the whole palace. And yet, none of them are freaking out. They're like, oh, okay.
I mean, they all hesitated for a quick second.
They hesitated. They didn't, like, cry.
And then, if you think about it, that progress going up the stairs went from halfway to, like, a quarter.
And then he, like, smashed the stairs anyway, so now they have to, like, jump and shoot with his moment of realization. He's got to think it through.
Yo, he gave off, like, a pedophile smile, like, oh, God, this man.
He was pulling a Hisoka there for a moment. He's like, oh, gone.
Exactly, that's what I was saying. Like,
and Morel, like...
questioned his smile.
Morel hasn't even, like, started up the stairs. He's sort of just chilling down there, like, smiling. He's like, I'm tired of you shooting. Now I'm going to start walking up the stairs.
And if Hisoka was there, he'd be, like, half naked, trying to throw his bubblegum on, or whatever his bubblegum power onto Gon and Killua.
Yeah, and, like, are Kurapika and the Phantom Troop, are these guys ever going to show up again?
Probably not.
they will next, aren't.
And what's his
but,
face?
I'm not going to say anything. Deorio?
Yeah, Leorio.
Like I said, they will next, arc, but I'm not going to say anything.
They're going to come in to save the day? Like they did with that random, like...
No, man, they're going to come back and be like, oh, shit, God, he's so small, but he's so much stronger than me now.
And Leo, like, they were, like, setting him up for, like, a bajillion episodes, and then he gets killed in, like, one episode. By drowning. Or not drowning, suffocation. It's like, okay. That was kind of pointless. And didn't he have, like, two guards with him, or two other captains? Like, where are these other Chimera ants right now?
They don't matter.
Yeah, they don't matter. They're gone.
They're chilling.
They're stupid. They're all, like, ran away because of that aura.
It's like, oh, shit's happening in the palace, man. Gotta get out of here now.
Man, that wolf guy, though, trying to be the king behind the scene.
She's gonna get raped.
Where's Palm? What's she doing?
Yeah, that's right. Where the fuck did she go?
They're coming to save the day. Because I think last time we saw her, she was like standing around and then Neferpito
was next to the staircase.
Back.
Last we saw her.
Yeah,
she
but then.
Next to the staircase and Neferpito's aura came back and then it just cuts off there. That was the end of the episode.
Yeah, so shouldn't like Pito have noticed her?
That's what I was thinking, but then did she like get away somehow? It's just like, what'd she do? I don't know.
So much speculation.
Regardless, Hunter x Hunter, so good still.
So good. Just. I wanted to come out faster because it's so good.
Oh, wait, wait. So, you know, one of us mentioned, can we take a minute to just point out Killua's body? Fucking abs on abs?
Oh, my God. Them abs.
Man, he's like 10 and he's more muscular than me. I'm like, what?
He's got more abs on his abs than I think all of us combined.
When he flexes, it makes his... I don't know what he does when he was stretching.
I think he lifts.
Do you think he lifts, though? Do you even lift, bro?
It's like when Goku goes Super Saiyan 3, his eyebrows just become muscles. So.
So basically, Killua's going to go Super Saiyan at some point.
At some point, yeah. You're just going to see him in Super Saiyan 2 mode. You know, his lightning is just becoming aura all around him. You know?
But it's like like, you see his arm and his leg all the time because he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And those aren't, like, they're just, like, normal. But then he takes off his shirt and just, like, boom, abs.
Takes off his shirt and stretches and it's just like, bam, fan service.
And Octopus Guy's like, oh, snap. Wait, where is Octopus Guy, by the way? Wasn't
he's
he coming
fly.
With him?
He's the fly now.
He's the fly. Oh, right.
Dragonfly.
Right. He turned into him. Wait, and he, like, flew off the other direction, right?
Yeah, gotta do my own shit now.
And, like, how did they know to keep him? Because didn't they, like, not know the Octopus Guy was a thing until after he took out the scout?
No, it took him out, and he just kept him in the portal world. One would find him.
Hold on, the Octopus Guy? You mean the guy that saves Killua?
Yeah.
He did disappear. Did he go somewhere with the Octopus? Is that what you're saying? Like, he's working on a side mission with the Octopus Guy? Or, I mean, the Fly
Guy? Like,
he is the Dragonfly Guy, because he was the... He has the power to, like,
portal.
Control people.
Oh, yeah!
Like a hedge crab.
Controlling, like, the Flea Guy.
Yeah, that's right.
And they, like, ran off to the side of the staircase, right?
Like, peace.
Yeah, he just...
I don't know what he's doing. I don't
know. Man, he's going to monitor everything.
Yeah, like,
oh, wait, I think his job was supposed to be look for Palm or something.
Oh, was that it?
I don't know. He probably has nothing better to do.
Yeah, and like, that's the most, like, logical explanation I can think of. It's like, while everyone else fights, he should go look for people that should be leaving.
And wasn't Knuckles supposed to, like, find the king right away, but instead he's punching Yuppie?
Well, I mean, I think that's just a sign
like
to show
no
that
choice.
She's still alive. Yeah.
You know,
I thought he was already past them.
They didn't expect him to be there.
to be, like, a massive, like, whatever.
Doc Ock. And then the million.
And then, yeah, the eyeballs for no reason. He's like, oh, I got punched. Better get more eyes just so I can see everywhere.
That's his form of Super Saiyan. It's not even his final form.
Not final form, man. You see, when he goes to power up, he, like, pops blood vessels in his eyeballs first.
Wait, so Pito is going to be occupied with healing, because that takes, like, 2 hours or whatever, right?
Yeah, it takes a long time. And
so
he's going to
be out for now.
For that too.
So they have to fight Yuppie and Poof.
Yeah.
And, like, is Poof even a threat?
He has hypnosis.
Like, I feel like he has some sort of special power that he hasn't really shown yet, because he hasn't fought anyone. So I feel like once they actually fight him, they're going to, like, get screwed over again.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you think anyone's gonna die? Fighting?
I know someone died.
<Josh out. laughs>
Okay, Brian, do you think anyone's gonna die?
Of course I think someone's gonna die. John just said it.
Yeah, but who do you...
I won't either confirm or deny anything.
My money's on Morel.
I wanna say,
And shoot. No, not shoot. She's going to live.
I want to say that one guy with the white hair, they got scared of shit, is going to come back out of nowhere and just get punched. The Rupino's like, get the fuck out here.
He's going to try to save the day, and then he's going to get killed anyway.
Exactly. Well, he's going to come out of the portal, and then in the middle of Netero and the king fighting, and he just gets caught in the crossfire. You know, they go to punch each other, and he's in the middle.
Or is the old guy going to die? Is Netero going to die?
No, I don't think that Netero's going to die, to be honest.
I feel like they have to keep him around longer.
Yeah,
John's
yeah,
right sitting there laughing at us.
I know, right, John? No.
Yeah, 100% center.
I'm gonna ask you to spoil that for me if nothing happens next episode. If nothing happens next episode, I'm just gonna be like, John, just tell me who dies.
Oh, yeah, so, by the way, last episode's preview for this episode had so many spoilers.
They always do, though.
See, that's why I never watch previews.
It depends.
For the next episode for anime.
But, like, last episode, like, preview had the king holding Kumugi in, like, the black and white scene, and it's like, okay.
Whoops.
It's like, there's a bunch of light raining down, and she... Like,
and, like, does that even work that you fall faster if you're, like, a ball and get really muscly legs?
Increase your mass.
I would think...
Still max velocity, right?
You know?
She's flying from that high. I'm pretty sure she's already at max velocity.
Why don't they just, like, bleach and just walk on air?
You like, see when she was exploding up her thighs and shit? I thought she was actually going to, like, kick and you have the air push her or something.
Yeah, I thought
like,
she was just going to kick the air and just... But you
know,
she lands.
No, she lands and just flies. Her, no, before like she lands, she makes her thighs go even bigger, okay? They were fucking huge in the air.
Like Chun-Li thighs.
Chun-Li times three, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I feel like if you kicked the air, the air would be, like, just kicked so fast that it would just be solid. Yeah. But, man, Hunter x Hunter, so good.
Yeah, man.
I think we spent, like, 10 minutes talking about that, so let's move on. All right, Kill la Kill. Still pretty good.
I even watch it.
I'm still watching it, so that must mean something.
I wouldn't say it's good as Gurren Lagann.
No, definitely not.
But it's entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it's entertaining, but I don't care about the characters that much.
And
I like Kamina.
It's pretty good. Fight scenes are cool.
I like it.
Voice acting's good. Mako is an awesome character.
This is true.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I can't really say too much about it, though. Like, it's like it's good, but I don't know. It's good. All right. Kingdom Season 2.
Kingdom Season 2 is good.
It's good.
You told me the art and animations aren't that great.
Okay, art and animations aren't that great, but everything about it, like the shonen aspect of it, to me is kind of like the same as Hunter x Hunter.
Oh.
Like the shonen appeal to me.
But there can only be one Hunter x Hunter.
Too bad there's, like, a bunch.
That's true.
Yeah, Kingdom's good. They just finished, like, their big war in the most recent episode, so...
It's War of the Three Kingdoms, right? Or whatever
no,
it is.
No, it's not. It's before then.
It's before the... Oh, a prequel. Nice.
Like, it's BCE time, so... Yeah. When this season two ends, I will read it, though, so...
Okay.
Oh, that's saying something.
Yeah, when I read something, it says something.
It just means you got bored of watching the show. You can read ahead.
Hey, I'm not reading it now.
That's true.
Alright. Next one? Log Horizon?
Yeah, Log Horizon.
Log Horizon.
Me, my comment, just watch it. It's SAO times 3, nigga.
Yeah, I'm at like episode 5. Because I didn't watch it
John
when it was.
John told me to watch it.
Here's,
when it was like,
here's the thing.
Oh.
just go, Brian.
Okay. When John told me to watch it. Alright, well, I won't, but I'll tell you this. When John told me to watch it, it was already at, like, episode 12. I didn't touch it at all. I started watching it. I finished. I caught up right that very night. I had school the next morning and everything. I still caught up.
Yeah, I was watching that today. And I was like, I want to watch more of this, but I feel like I should watch more. This
exactly. Exactly.
Otherwise, I would have caught up on it. So I'll probably keep watching it because it's good.
The thing about how, in the beginning of it, people were like, oh, it was like SAO.
Not even
close.
No.
Not
better
even
opening already.
Close, man. What Log Horizon does is it takes what an MMORPG is as a game, and it highlights things that you don't really think about. You know, like there's this one point where, this is sort of spoilers, but it's nothing too big.
All right.
There's this one point where they're comparing what happens in-game and what happens, like, IRL. And it's like, if you're playing the game IRL and you die, you lose experience points. But if you die in the game, you revive still, but those experience points are still lost, and that what that experience equates to is your memories. So if you die in the game, you lose some of your memories.
Yeah, that
wait, but
that's
if you die in real life.
If you die in real life playing the game, you just lose experience points.
Wait, what?
No, if like, you're playing the game in real life, okay?
Yeah.
Pretend I'm
yeah.
playing whatever the game's called in Log Horizon. Pretend I'm
playing
it. The character dies.
Okay.
I just lose experience points.
And eventually de-level.
In the game, and I die.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
As in memory experience.
Like, as in real life memories or game?
It could be real life memories. You could lose
all your memories. So, that's a really. What they do is compare the two.
Risky.
And it's really a nice balance between what you think an MMO is, what you know about MMOs, and the things that they bring up about it. It's really cool and unique how they do it.
I like when I watch it, I'm just like in my head, I'm just like, I wish there was an MMO that was sort of like this that I could just play. Like, I want to find a good MMO to play like right now.
After watching it.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah,
Log Horizon is a game anime, like purely it's about the game.
Yeah,
and it's great at it.
Don't hack ripoff.
The hack itself is not really about the game. It's more drama than anything.
Yeah.
I know.
Same with SAO. It's more drama than anything. There's a little bit of drama and
a lot of games, like function, like the game's functionality and everything.
It's fantastic.
Do they ever get DDoS'd?
What?
What?
Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I will definitely keep watching that one. I'm liking that one. So like all this last season stuff is where it's at.
Yeah.
Speaking of last season stuff, where it's at, Magi.
Maggie. I'll let you guys talk, then I'll talk as I know.
Because John reads manga.
This guy.
Yeah, they just went through a bunch of like mini, like one episode arcs for each character, kind of. Everyone's sort of just doing their own thing, and they're all gonna meet up again, I guess. I guess because didn't they have them in the first episode, like the big battle sequence that was like flash forward?
Yeah, that's
where they're heading with this.
I'm pretty sure that's where they're heading to, but you know,
season finale. All
I have to say, like at this very point where the season is like, I don't care about everyone else's story. Just get to Aladdin. I don't care right now. It's just I want to learn what spells Aladdin's gonna learn. I just want to see what he can do.
That's how I felt going into this. It's like, okay, this is where they pick it up. They're gonna have the pointless pirate arc. To me, it was pointless.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, the only thing about the pirate was the what's his face, Zazan, was cool.
Like the only thing, yeah, the only thing it highlights is Hakuryu and the magic tools.
Yeah.
The magic tools itself.
He's a bamf.
He is a badass motherfucker, but like Devin, Hakuryu, the person. I was like, man, just wait until you get to the latest one. You see him get manhandled at home. He's like, I don't care, man. He gets manhandled. Still best nigga ever. I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, then you have the Morgiana and the Alibaba episodes where they're going off doing their own thing.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of like Alibaba's. Morgiana's kind of,
yeah.
That's all you see of it, too. Even yeah, she just talks to Yunnan for a bit and just, boom, Alibaba time.
Yeah,
and Alibaba fights, and it's boom. Oh,
yeah, but, yeah. And like that's what I was also thinking. Is like Alibaba's point is like, oh, he does one Coliseum match, and he's fixed.
I know, right? It's like that was easy. Could he just like fight a big evil monster somewhere else?
Press the staples button.
just get his arm bitten a couple times.
Oh yeah, get his arms bitten and just like tortured by a giant monkey that has like eyes like I'm gonna rape you in a bit.
And then like yeah, you bit his arm and like munched on it and broke it, and then it's like yeah, just bandage it up a little bit. It's fine. He's good.
And Alibaba tries to smoke, and a girl comes in, and he's trying to be like.
Yeah, that was kind of random. She was like, because the whole time she was just sort of like annoyed at him, and then she comes in, and she's like, oh, I want the D, I want the Alibaba D.
I mean, he did see a little bit of some already when they fought in the casino.
Yeah. That's why she was hating him the whole time. But then,
I know, right?
But just then he
like,
beats the
I
thing.
Can't get married now.
Yeah, and like all these, like, he always had these, like, random people come back from, like, the casino guys, and then, like, in the Morgiana arc, the, was it the random, like, advisor dudes?
Like,
oh, hey.
Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his brothers. And it's like, oh, hey, you. I would not have remembered you if they didn't do a flashback. But yeah, the current arc, though.
This halfway point in Maji is just, it's the beginning. And even the one flash forward in the first episode is the beginning of that war, I guess. Right,
you think that's going to be, like, the last episode of the season? They sort of, like, lead into that, and then it's just like, oh, see you season 3?
If they did that.
Big troll.
They have enough episodes to do it, so.
They could stretch it. But I like the magic arc right now. That's
yeah,
cool.
Well, I mean, the first season basically covered the first 120 chapters. more or less. So this should do about the same.
If they want to.
But they would have to stretch some of the things out.
How would you like a filler episode?
Well,
or a recap?
I feel like, if anything, the filler episodes are going to be where they're at now in that the level 5 district in Magnostad.
It's not really filler.
I mean, if anything, that part's going to be stretched out, if anything, that part is.
They're probably going to stretch that out a bit. There's a lot of talking, especially with the head mage guy.
Titus.
Titus. Dumbledore. He has a bigger nose now.
I thought Titus used to be like the Malfoy of this arc, and he's like, nope. Now he's like...
No, he works for...
That lady girl.
And he's like, oh man, I saw Kat, it was so cute. And she's like, no.
That's what I was thinking too. It's like, he got so excited about that.
And get back to work.
There's a reason for that. I won't
stop
say
having
though.
Fun.
I figured there was a reason for that because I feel like the little girl situation that they went to save, he was in her situation before, but that lady, whatever, that one Maggie from the Leem Empire saved. No, no, no.
I was
not
watching Aladdin or Alibaba's match for some reason.
She like, oh, I want his D2.
Oh man, it's all connected. So who's gonna be on Morgiana's side?
Man, it's turning into a horror.
Oh, you wanna know? You want all the spoilers right now?
Speak, giant.
Speaking of spoilers, the opening, the new opening. Holy crap, man! What
My comment opening OP with spoilers.
What were they thinking? There's so many spoilers in that opening.
Fucking Alibaba's the Jin form. Why would you put?
You see Alibaba's Jin form. You see all of the Ko Empire's Jin form. You see, I don't remember his name, but he's important in the next fight's Jin form. Like,
I don't remember.
See, but like I watched it. After you said there were spoilers, I'm like, okay, I guess so. But like half these people, I don't even remember who they are. Or like, I didn't read the manga, so I don't know this guy's coming up. And then Alibaba's thing, I just sort of assumed was going to happen anyway.
Like if you know what happens and you watch this, like at this point, like me, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, but I don't, so it's like not really that much of a spoiler, I guess.
Nah, it's
a
spoiler. Lying to yourself.
I like to pretend it's not a spoiler. But yeah, it's good. Although, why are they censoring all the violence? So censored.
Because eventually when you get to there, there's going to be a lot of blood, man. You know, they gotta make sure
they always go to like that like outline version. Whenever they do like a head chopping off or someone getting stabbed.
Oh, just, like, you mean like there's like a bright light that just shines over where
yeah, it's all just shattered.
Solar flare.
It's like, oh.
Man, Goku just quickly released a Kamehameha in that direction, you know?
It's Krillin's head.
So imagine, definitely up there with the best of last season kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's I think it's wonderful. I mean, I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
Wonderful. Wizards.
All right.
Moving
next,
on.
Next thing, Nagi no Asukara. I'm the only one watching it. It's a beautiful anime. The first half of it was sort of bland. However, the last two episodes have been pretty good, so the second half should be pretty good as well.
See, never watched it.
I considered watching it, and I gave the first episode a shot. But it didn't bring me in at all to the point where I don't remember anything at all in the first episode. But that was the impression it left on me. I wouldn't say it's a bad anime if you enjoyed it, but I mean, like, everyone has their own taste, but it's just like...
Does it take like 5 episodes to hook you in? It's like too many episodes for me.
If it doesn't work on the first episode for this, then don't watch it at all. I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Guess it doesn't work then.
Yeah, I guess not.
But what does work is One Piece.
Was a segue. Sure it was. Just a quick note. Thrillers are over. They're going into Dressrosa. This is probably the highlight arc. It's probably the best arc since, you know, the new world, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait to watch this.
The fucking Petal Flute guy, that was the BS arc. I was like, why are you here?
Honestly, I didn't even fully watch the episode. I just skipped through them.
Man, it was stupid. Like, why are you here? Like, you eat a stupid fruit. You make green slime come out, and you throw it at people's necks, and you tell them to do stuff for you.
See, quick question here. Crunchyroll started subbing this, simul subbing this.
Yep.
But they started at, like, I don't know, 6.11, something like that.
Yep.
Now, I haven't watched one, but I watched up to, like, 100-something of One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started reading from there. And then I read up to Impel Down.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Do I go back? Do I read up to like 6 whatever and then start watching it again? Or what do I do? Just keep reading? If I want to get back into One Piece?
Reading it would be faster.
Yeah, reading it would be faster. I mean, if I personally...
However, though, there are parts after Impel Down that watching it really is quite spectacular.
Yeah, personally, what I would do is just start either at Impel Down or where they go into the war.
You can go back and forth between it, but watching War at Marineford animated is
really should watch that part. It was such a good battle scene.
So basically, I gotta like make a guide of like a certain amount of manga episodes, and then just switch over to the anime, and then switch back to the manga for the filler, and then.
I mean, it's the internet. People have made guides on what episodes are important in Detective Conan.
Every episode's important in Detective Conan.
Speaking of which, Crunchyroll still uses the old One Piece opening.
Does it really? Like, the first one?
No, it's using the one before the one that's supposed to actually be on now. I don't know why.
That's really weird. Because they just get the episodes from the people that make it, so it's like they're giving them, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm. We don't deserve the new opening. All right, moving on to Samurai Flamenco. Damn, that changed.
It was Kick-Ass, and now it's Power Rangers.
That's I kind of liked it better before, but this is it's fine now.
I guess it's just animated Power Rangers.
Yeah, but like it was cool before with him like being like.
I like the Kick-Ass better, but
yeah,
fine, I guess.
But now it's like too crazy, kind of like they're fighting all these like giant dudes in like a big mech suit, and they're doing the different colored Power Rangers, and like the best parts of the newer episodes are when they go back to him like talking with his police buddy, him just like talking with what's her face, Moe or not Moe? Is it Moe? No, Mari. Moe's her friend, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Moe Mari?
Sure.
I don't remember the people's names. Some samurai girls' names, flamenco girls, samurai girls. Wrong show. But yeah, I don't like the stupid, like, exaggerated Sentai stuff. I want him to go back to more, like, just hanging out with his buddy, fighting dudes on the street, because that was where it was fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still a good show, though.
It's entertaining enough.
Brian, why aren't you watching this?
I will say this right now. I should not do this, but I pretty much judge animes by their cover. I look at the picture, and I'm just like, I'm not really interested at the moment. I read it, and I'm not really, like, the plot summary or whatever, the plot overview, and I was like, it's still not that interesting to me.
But do you like Power Rangers?
I do like Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin, to be exact.
Not the Samurai Flamenco Power Rangers?
I haven't even watched it.
Their robot looks like Voltron.
Oh, the robot's so dumb looking. And, like, the animation's so cheap on the scenes, too. Like, when they're standing with the robot,
It's like actual Power Rangers.
City, and like they're standing on a flat building. Like buildings are like drawn to be 3D, but they're standing on the 3D building, and it looks like it's just on the floor, like painted. It's cheap.
Here's the thing, though. Like when I look at the guy, like the picture, the guy in the middle, he reminds me of that one guy named Joe from that one game where like he just every move he does has a V in it.
That guy in the middle that looks like the guy from the game. That's
named man. It's so broad, but it's perfect.
What guy in the middle, like?
I forgot what the game called, but man, it's an old game. He was like a superhero, man.
The blonde Joe. Dude, you mean? Beautiful Joe. Yeah, Beautiful Joe.
It's a beautiful Joe? It might be.
Like if it's the picture I'm looking at, it's the cover picture on MAL. It's the blonde guys in the middle. We're like walking away from Jets.
Oh, no. Okay, no, that's not
what
I was
thinking. I know what picture you're talking about. Yeah, it kind of does look like Beautiful Joe. Then there's like old Sentai stuff behind him.
Yeah.
Whatever, Samurai Flamenco.
D, moving on.
Be better.
Yeah, it is Beautiful Joe, you're right.
So, next thing, Strike the Blood.
It's good, man.
Brian's favorite show.
Did you watch it? It's vampires and demons with magic and battles everywhere, man. Not really, but like, you know, this one nigga seems kind of useless, and he's obviously oblivious as fuck, but he gets all the bitches.
I'll say what I've been saying about Strike the Blood. It's like Index.
But that's good.
Eh, that's all right. I'm enjoying it.
Like
they have their own equivalent to Academy City. They have, you know, main character, females, yada yada yada.
She eats a lot? And noms on his head.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't see them eating a lot either, but
the thing where it's really like Index is when they actually start talking about plot.
Confusing as shit.
I have no clue what they're talking about.
That's when you need to break out the chart.
You see, you have no clue what they're talking about until it goes to the next episode when everything happens. And then you piece everything together of what they were talking about before. But then
still,
they introduce
like all these
new
organizations
stuff.
And people over these domains. And like,
I still don't even understand who the other protagonists are.
Why are these people over in Europe now? Like, who are they? I don't know. Whatever.
And all I know is that La Folia wants the D, that one girl wants the D, that all the girls want the D.
Yeah.
It's anime. They always want the D.
Yeah, man. But then he can't give the D anymore with the latest episode.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Dick fell off.
Close.
Huh? His balls fell off.
Oh, he got it.
Look at the D, though. All right, moving on. Tokyo Ravens, I don't even know what the hell this is. Like, this was last season, I guess?
I like it.
Hear of it.
It's shonen. 24-episode shonen.
About what?
Shaman school.
Yeah.
Shaman King?
It's exorcists and such, you know.
It's okay.
Why is it lots of League of Legends?
Lots lots of League of Legends.
Lots of lols, man.
Play League.
Yeah, man, lots of leagues.
But the O is lowercase, so it's League of Legends.
Here. Let me just say.
It's not that bad. This site.
Okay. And how about your bike thing, John?
Bike thing? It's initial D on bicycle.
Okay, I really should watch this. I looked at it and I was like, this has to be good. But
I looked at it, it has to be bad.
What?
I looked at it first and I thought it was just so stupid.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because I looked at it like, biking anime is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. And I watched it like, damn, it's pretty good.
No, but like the reason why I said this has to be good was because like, I looked at iShow 21. I thought that was going to be bad. I fucking love that. That's why I thought this was supposed to be good.
Basically, you like sports anime.
I do like sports animes.
Sports animes are pretty good.
Yeah.
It's shonen, but it's a different type of shonen.
Ryan, are you a fan of Prince of Tennis?
No.
Prince of Tennis is a shoujo.
That's a shoujo sports anime.
Man, I'm a fan of Go.
Yeah. Yoamushi Pedal. Pretty good.
Okay. Hey, we've made it on to our short
yeah,
shows.
Yeah, don't even talk section. To me about these. I never watch anything under 10 minutes.
Well, this short show section is very short. whatever this thing is, John.
Tonari no Sekikun. It's about 7 minutes. It's kind of like Nichijou type humor.
I thought that was the other thing.
And pretty much the highlight of this show is hearing Hanazawa Kana make all sorts of reactions.
Sounds like a great YouTube
show. Sounds like your kind of show.
It does sound like my show.
Yeah, it's not bad. I just found out on MAL it's 21 episodes, so... Okay.
Are these always so long?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like Nichijou.
I think I got it confused with, what's it? Tonari no Kaibutsu?
Yeah, it's completely different.
Was? So it's making
a
bold.
My Little Monster's completely different.
Oh, my God, the short show now? Strange Plus. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what happened in that first episode.
I watched the first episode, too, and I'm like...
So confused.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it.
Isn't Strange Plus... Well, no, wait, I'm probably wrong. The Strange Plus is the one where that one girl with the white hair is, like, watching that one guy play in class or something?
No, that's Tonari no Sekikun.
Oh, okay.
This is what they do with the dreads.
Strange Plus is where Fukuyama Jun voicing a guy that's actually a girl, and they do stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And what about the dude with the dreads? I thought it was going to be cool, but then it was like, oh, it's a 2-minute show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, forget about this then. And Poopa.
Poopa, a show that seems like a lot of people are excited for and sad it's only like a short show.
Yeah, what the hell? This seems like it'd be cool.
Yeah,
regular
exactly.
Show.
I read the plot summary and I was like, oh, this sounds really good. I clicked on it. I saw it said 10 minutes and I closed out of it.
It's not even like 10 minutes. It's like
not 10 minutes.
Three. It's like 3 minutes.
I watched the first episode of this too, and it's like, yeah, I don't feel like watching anymore.
Because, like, when I was looking at the picture and, like, reading it, it's like, oh, this reminds me of Another.
Another what?
Another, the show.
Another what?
The anime called Another.
Yeah, and he looks like the dude from Daimao.
No,
just saying.
He does.
Yes, he does.
You want to... Oh, I'll get to that.
Actually, no, he looks like the guy from Dream Hunter Mary, actually.
I'll get to my character comparisons later when we get to...
Character comparisons. That was great.
Yeah,
can't wait.
It's about the end of.
Oh, I remember this anime with the Demon King guy.
Anyway, and the cucumbers. They watched the anime club. Anyways, on to the regular shows for the fall season. Or winter season. Oh my god, I keep saying fall.
Fall season.
Yeah, making up for lost time. I did not watch that much, so you guys can like take this away.
First thing on our list is Buddy Complex. Hugo
Bright. I like it. I like it so far. It kind of reminds me of Valbrave. Not really, though. I mean, the wings, the flashy colors, yeah, it reminds me of Valbrave so far. But at currently where it's at, to me, it's just another mech fighting anime right now.
Here's the thing. It's produced by Sunrise, and it's a mech. So to put two and two together. Also,
don't
I've heard
watch
all
it.
It depends. Also, I've heard it's a lot like Gundam. But I've never watched any of the Gundams, so I wouldn't know.
The main mech, when I saw it, it reminded me instantly of that one main Gundam. I don't even remember what it's called anymore, because it's been that long. But is that one blue, bright, and yellow one? Except this one is just blue and white.
But yeah, like, here's the thing that strayed me away from mechs at first, is Gundam, because I never really got into it. But after watching all these mechs since It feels like if I watched Gundam, I probably wouldn't mind it. So
yeah. This is why we need 905.
Yeah.
It's the only one that actually watches mech shows.
Funny Complex is light. Not much to go by two episodes, but...
Yeah.
Give that a skip.
It's interesting so far, I'd say, at least for me.
Time-traveling mechs.
Yeah, time-traveling mechs. Niggas, like, stuck is like, what do you mean? I'm from 70 years ago.
Senile. Okay. Yep.
Next thing. Chunibyo! Second season.
Yeah.
Why didn't you watch the first season, Julian?
I don't know. I remember I dropped it.
I didn't even start it. I looked at it, and I didn't even start it.
I don't remember why. Well, yeah, because it's season two.
First season, I looked at it, and I didn't even start it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I just wasn't interested or something. I don't remember why I dropped it. What, 2 years ago?
It's a year ago, I think.
I feel like I was still in high school when that came out, but maybe not.
I don't think you were.
It's been so long, I'm old.
Chunibyo, it's not particularly amazing. But it's quite enjoyable. It's more Chunibyo. Continue the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Defrag.
Frag, another one of your club slice of life animes.
Okay, skipping that one.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's pretty funny, though.
Like, honestly, throughout the entire episode, I was smiling.
Yeah, exactly. I was laughing my ass off on a few scenes. Like,
I just smiled. It's good.
Yeah, I smiled the entire time. But, like, the latest episode, the scene when they were at the river, I just laughed. I could hold it in. I just laughed so hard.
It's pretty funny. It's got...
And why is it called Defrag?
The club is about, like, making games.
Game anime. Yeah, making games. This must be debugging.
Defragmenting hard drives. is that really the reason why?
Okay, I look at it as, like, debugging games within the frag. Like, if you watch the anime itself, they're fucking weird.
See, if they were using SSDs, they wouldn't need it to defrag.
I don't know. I like it. It's really enjoyable.
Yeah,
like,
it's enjoyable. It's entertaining.
You really should watch it, Julian.
Pretty good.
Is that really a must-watch, though?
I think you should watch it.
See, you say must-watch, and if you were asking me for must-watches, there'd be, like, two things.
Yeah, see, that's why I need to prioritize things. Must-watches come first. Like, Jin no Saiji Season 2. I have a feeling that's a must-watch.
Jin no Saiji. More Jin no Saiji. However, from the first episode anyways, it seems like they're focusing more on Hachiken and Mikage's relationship a bit more.
That's good.
So a little bit of romance in there.
That's a good thing. That was definitely a good part of the first season.
But you don't like romance animes.
I like romance animes.
Amagami was the shit.
Amagami.
I'm a dude that enjoys chick flicks. I will say that right now, man.
It's like Amagami, but on a farm.
More Gino side. It's good.
Alright, yeah, I definitely want to watch that one, because I liked that first season won, like, we gave it, like, our best of the summer or something, didn't we? Like, all of us?
It was on, like, top threes, I think.
I think it was spring, wasn't it? Or was it summer? I think summer.
Summer.
Yeah, it was definitely much loved amongst us. Alright, Hamatora. I don't know. Yeah, it's alright.
It's alright for now.
I feel like I need to watch more of it. It's not really hooking me just yet, but,
Who wrote that? Reminds me a bit of Dorama.
It does kind of.
It does. It has that large cast of characters. It has the style.
The way they just like interact with each other just seems.
The powers are like.
But yeah, they have power.
Darker than black. So it's like Dorama, darker than black, and like Gintama. Because they work for helping people.
Okay.
Well, no.
It's all right for now.
The one guy does. Nice does that for helping people. Everyone else is like, give me the money.
You think?
Yeah. Keep watching that.
It's pretty good. I like it anyways. It's enjoyable. That's all I can really say.
But I don't know if I'm going to keep watching Maho Senso. I don't know. That was just me.
Maho Senso is...
Like Magic Academy or something. Magic. What's it called? A Crunchyroll?
It's not that thing. It's like they're wizards and...
Give it a couple more episodes.
Wizard Warfare, maybe?
Magic
Warfare.
Yeah, it's pretty much Magic Warfare. I'm going to give it
a couple more episodes.
It seems interesting enough to me, but I need to wait a bit more for it to really
say. Or did everyone look very derpy?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, everyone did.
The designs are kind of weird.
like, what do you look at it and it's like they invade a school with normal people and they think that everyone there is a magician. So they attack them, and knowing that if they attack normal people, they'd lose their power. It's like, what? Why?
I don't know. The story's kind of so far. Characters look dumb.
Let's see where it goes.
I'll give it, like, another episode or two. Episode 2 comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Mika Kunin de Shinkoke.
What's that English title for that? I feel like that wasn't Crunchyroll 2.
I don't remember.
Second. Engage to the unidentified.
Right, it was the weird one.
I like it.
Yep, it's on Crunchyroll, and it's...
It's slice it of life.
Like, it looks like, what's it called from, like, a season ago? 2 seasons ago?
Yep, I totally know
the 9 to 5 show. Where she can read people's minds, that show.
What?
Katora-san, yeah.
That was not 2 seasons ago.
I don't remember when that... What was that?
A year ago.
Was that really a year ago? I feel like we talked about that last time we were on the show.
Slice of life. Comedy type anime.
Yeah.
Pretty standard stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Next one on here. Nisei Koi.
Nice Koi.
Why don't you go
first? Nice Koi. okay, what can I say about this? I watched the first episode, because there's only one episode out, you know, man.
I do know.
And, I mean, it seems interesting to me so far. And it's like, the whole time I'm watching it, it's like, yeah, that's the pun! That's the one! Why you not see it? It's one of those things, it's just like, it's so obvious, but the main character doesn't see it. That he just,
So, where do I begin with Nisei Koi?
The VA?
I could. I mean, I've been reading the manga for like the past year, so...
Is this the one that you were super hyped for?
Sort of.
Something else? Or is that Yankee-kun? They got, like, a weird, like, PV or something.
Like, from the moment they announced it, and even in this first episode, I still question the voice actor for Raku. To me, I think his voice is just too deep for it.
I don't even remember the main character's name. Oh, Raku.
Yeah, Raku.
Yeah, okay.
I think his voice is too deep.
Who's this guy?
Really?
Yeah. Because if you see how he reacts and how he does in the manga, it's a lot more, like, spontaneous.
And oh, so you're thinking
a lot too. Just yeah. If he sounded Raku, like Tsuna, I think I would like that a lot more.
The guy who voices Raku is the
king.
The Chimera Ankin.
I know.
Oh my god! Mind blown.
I just think it's too deep. Other than that, another thing that I still question from when they announced it until now, it's a Shaft anime.
Is it very Shafty though?
The background, the lighting, the camera angles,
the looks.
The looks not so...
Like, I mean, the looks that people always, like, people make. They, like, look backwards at the camera or, like, look down, like...
Not really. There's not much of that. But, like, the backgrounds, the lighting, the camera angles, all that is, like, pure Shaft.
So it's cheap.
And it's... I don't know why they did it. Like, I don't know why they had Shaft do it.
This doesn't look like a Shaft show.
So... Mm. Yeah. Other than that, I'm... Well, like to see where it's going with it.
I'm enjoying it so far, even though it's the first episode.
I will say this, though. The manga is very predictable, very cliche, very average.
Oh, boy. So skip.
So it's a 7 out of 10. It does what it does good, but don't expect it to be the best like high school rom-com out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was Snafu.
Yeah, Snafu was so good. Okay, don't even get me started on that.
What's the thing? Snafu was good.
People saying that Dan told me that it might not have a second season. I was like, the fuck you mean it won't have a second season? I did my research. It's like, man, it's so close to his novel right now. You gotta wait like a year or two for a second season. Man, it still has a second season.
That's good. Okay. Moving on to Nobunaga the Fool.
Julian, take it.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's boring.
I quite like it.
Yeah, I like it.
You wanna know why?
Why?
Because it's like Horizon. And you hate that too.
I do hate Horizon.
I like Horizon. Horizon's so good, though.
This is like Horizon. You know, you have these historical people all in one timeline, time setting, and they're redoing history. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, speaking of Horizon, is there another? Are we waiting for
season 3? Wish there was. Nothing's been announced. You never know, though.
Yeah.
I mean. Frozen Maiden got a third season after like 8 years. So.
It looks cool.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be better because it's like one of the ones that 905 didn't drop.
Speaking of 905, he dropped like everything.
I know, that's why I thought this was going to be good.
Here's something though, like, sorry to be off on a very wide tangent, but like, you know Mauchiki, right? That anime? But when will there be an announcement? It's been
never.
Like, what, 8 months for like a second season? Nothing's been announced?
Like 2 years.
Man, at the post I saw was 8 months old.
A lot of these one core animes usually will never get a second season.
But I like Mauchiki so much.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Whatever. That disappoints me. That makes me very sad, actually.
Nobunaga Fool. Julian hates it. I enjoy it.
I enjoy it as well.
Moving on.
I lose. I'm not voted.
Second Nobunaga anime of the season. Nobunaga.
Oh my god, they're really stretching with this one.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
This is how I described it to Brian. It's pretty bitchin'.
Yeah, that was my note. That was my quote. Bitchin' ass anime.
That's how I would describe it. It's pretty bitchin'.
The music's good too.
Yeah, the soundtrack is pretty good.
Yeah,
the
soundtrack.
I love the eye catches whenever little eye catches come up and little like 5 second like tone, whatever it is. I don't know. Just it's cool. And the character profiles.
He's not bad.
Gandhi. He's a badass.
Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Wait, when I think about it, it's like you made a serial killer. Someone to save the earth?
Where's my Hitler?
Just wait.
I'll show up.
He probably will show up. They make Jack the Ripper be a fucking hero. Like, come
people,
on.
People have been comparing this to Shaman King. It's
what?
Like, I guess.
Not really.
I saw a little bit of Shaman King in there, to be honest, when I first like read it.
I guess.
I don't see it. I see Pacific Rim, though.
Yeah, but there's not giant mechs.
I know, instead of giant mechs, they're just, like,
there.
Powering up themselves.
I didn't
fighting.
Watch the fucking movie Pacific Rim.
Essentially, big aliens come out of the water.
Essentially.
And they need mechs to fight them. Basically, Guillermo del Toro really likes Ava. Anyone to make a movie.
You
like
say
it.
That, I think of Evangelion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Ava.
No, don't say that. You have to say the whole thing.
Evangelion.
Evangelion. Like, yeah, man.
What? Neon Evangelion. Neon Genesis Evangelion or whatever.
You've got to say the Jap name too.
Okay, hold on. Let me look up the Jap name real quick. I'll say it for you, okay? Just keep going on. I'll say it randomly when I find it.
Nobunagan.
Yeah, Nobunagan's.
Although the second episode didn't really do too much. Sort of just her contemplating life. But now she joins the dog something. Dog-a-goo, dog-a-moo. Dog
Shinseki Evangelion. It's an R?
It's an R. Man.
They're racist.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
Noragami.
Hey, I watched this, actually.
It's good.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. I like it.
I like it.
But,
John.
It's
right.
Wait, Julian Synapsis?
It's entertaining.
Not my synapsis.
It's your synopsis, man. Okay, this is what Julian wrote, okay? I was sitting here in my own business, and I see him typing away this. Hiyori wants the Yato D. So after months of hinting, she eventually starts pretending to have left her body behind in lewd positions, while her soul is off doing other things. Yato still doesn't respond, so eventually she goes yandere and rapes him. With
that's
much
where I
lube,
stopped.
The plastic rod penetrates Yato. As the rod goes deeper, Yato signs off insanias to, quote-unquote, to, quote, release his spirits, unquote.
Yeah, that little addition there, that last two sentences, it's not my creation.
So regardless, this is your synopsis.
It's not my synopsis, but it's true. But yeah, good show.
It's entertaining enough.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay. Next
John,
thing.
Time to recommend some stuff there, John. It's all you.
Next thing, No Rin. It's okay.
Okay, skip.
It's about... like, this guy living in the country, kind of, like, going to agriculture school and learning Kingdo no Saji, but it's completely different from Kingdo no Saji. And the idol that he admires quits being an idol and goes to his school.
Oh, I considered watching this.
And, stuff is going to happen. this all that happens.
Is this anime, right?
It's probably like random slice of life comedy. Going to be a romance type show.
Okay, is this weird? But I've been trying to also find a good romance anime.
I have some recommendations.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
An easy genre to recommend stuff.
It is, but I mean, there's so many of them. I'm just like, I don't know which one to watch.
Give you all of them.
All right.
Okay.
Kimi ni Todoke.
Okay, moving on. Not talking about
Kimi
ni Todoke.
Watched it. Move on. It. That's it. I need something new.
Next on our list.
Stupid.
Lately,
like, shit.
My sister has been weird or something like that. Has been acting weird or something like that.
Enough of these shows already.
It's not
good.
Would
you like me to say that you get Jack?
It's another sister.
I've been trying. It's so long.
Don't say
okay. Okay, sorry. No,
alright, it's not good again.
Better than Ochinko? Worse than Ochinko?
It's better. Like, it's to me, it's kind of like what Yu Sibu was last season, where the show itself is not that good, but I still liked it.
But you don't like it.
It's not good, but I like it, so.
Yeah, okay, so yeah.
That's kind of what's happening more and more, is like, I don't rate anime because of how actually good I think it is. It's more like how much I enjoy it.
Hence, you have a lot of high scores.
Yeah, this is still going to be like a 6.
Dog and Scissors, 10 out of 10.
Dog and Scissors. What did I give that?
I got 2.
It's pretty bad.
The Emoto thing, though, that Lady Masters is active. I like it. I think it's enjoyable so far.
It's
okay. To be honest. Yeah.
Do you like those Emoto shows?
Yeah, man. Orino.
That ruined Emoto shows for me.
Man, I'm trying to play that visual novel, man.
Dude, some guy like has like a 13 comment chain going on my Kirino video or Kirino Street Fighter
that.
Video. I actually replied to him now. And he replied to me. Oh my god.
Whatever. Yeah. I'll say what I've been saying. I'm happier enjoying the Oreimo ending than people hating it. So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's I'm not gonna hate on it, but like if it was up to me and I was playing the game, I would have chosen a different ending. It was interesting for me.
Everybody would have chosen a different ending.
Even I would have chosen a different ending, and I gave it a 9 out of 10. So.
I mean, yeah, that show was really enjoyable. Yes, that's probably why, because I think it was freaking good. But it's just like, I don't know. I want to play the visual novel myself. I want to see where I end up. I want to go with something else.
I almost bought it in Japan. I was like looking at it. I'm like, no,
yeah,
I don't deserve my money.
Like, here's the thing, though.
I don't know what they did.
As much as I want to buy it myself, I don't know how to read Japanese. I want to be able to understand what they're saying. I want to read it, man.
So you learn Japanese for like 8 years, and then you go buy your Oreimo.
You go buy an 8-year-old game.
Hopefully it still runs on Windows 12. Steam OS.
Steam OS? What do you mean, man? We'll have those weird goggles or whatever that just shows the screen for us. I don't know what OS that will be, but it won't be Steam OS.
Google Glass?
I don't want to walk around and see Steam Big Picture open every single day.
All right, moving on to Saki.
This is probably my most anticipated show of the season.
Big surprise.
Saki Zenkoku Hen, and they said it couldn't be done. And here it is, the true sequel to Saki.
None of that OVA bullshit.
Hey, Achika Hen was good.
Still wasn't a true sequel.
It's not a true sequel, but the thing is, in terms of timeline, they advanced further. So, I don't know. But yeah, more Saki, more Mahjong, more awesome.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so now, next one, you know, John, next, that lesbian anime.
Sakura Trick. It's a
what
Yuri anime.
What?
And the thing is, Yuri animes are few and far between.
And they're usually not that good.
And this one is voiced by Iguchi Yuka and Tomatsu Haruka, and when that happens, you don't even question it. So, I enjoyed the first episode. It's cute. It's a cute little anime.
See, my friend Kimmy said that about a gay anime, and she kept trying to make me watch it.
Black Butler Julian watched it.
What, Julian?
Sekaiichi Julian watched.
Well, that was DJ. DJ watched Sekaiichi. I watched Black Butler.
Hold on, I don't even remember what she tried to make me watch.
Black Butler was.
I watched the first episode. And I'm just like, no more.
It was from the creators of
May. Julian watched Italia.
Ugh, it was so dumb. So dumb. My life.
Anyways, Yuri anime is where it's at.
Yeah.
though they're pretty rare.
Okay.
Next one. Setoka Yakuin Domo Asterisk.
It's good.
Is it not even asterisk? It was, it's like a star.
It's an asterisk.
And it's an asterisk.
It's an asterisk. I thought they put a star behind it.
It's an asterisk.
Okay, it's an asterisk.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was a star. I thought it was an email, a star on a mail, but I guess not. Anyways. Yeah.
It's more Saint Time. Yeah.
More of that English.
Return of that squid.
It's, I don't know, like, it's funny. I laughed. But somehow it just, it wasn't as, like, mind-blowing as it was the first time around.
It was never that mind-blowing the first time around.
I don't know, like, it made,
you
like...
You just were like, oh, so good, man. So good, car, man. Ian watched this, man.
Ian watched it.
I remember, because it was the day I came back from Hong Kong and the Ava marathon at DJ's house.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Ian, said to come and watch this.
He's like, what, I don't watch anime, and then he watched it, and he's like, oh my god, anime is great, and then he watched something else, and he's like, oh shit, anime sucks. See, only way to get Ian to watch anime, put dick jokes.
Okay, that's
quite a lot of them.
Yeah.
Especially now that they have that fucking sex toy in the room. Get yogurt on your face, man, take some towels, paper napkins, you don't? So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's more Seitokai Yakuin.
It's unique. Nothing else this season or for the past, like, 10 seasons.
Yeah.
So, give it that at least. It's fun to watch.
Yep.
I really enjoy it.
All right, what is this next one here, John?
Next thing. Sekai Seifuku Boryaku no
Zvizda.
Zvizda.
What is a Zvizda?
Yeah, it's not a must-watch, so there you go.
But what is a Zvizda?
I read its summary, and I looked at its picture, and I instantly was drawn.
It's about a little girl trying to conquer the entire world with skills.
Skills! But what is the Zvezda?
That's what their, like, organization's called or something.
Oh, great. Saw something cooler.
Here you go, Julian, because I know you like those lollies. That's the picture I saw.
You know who doesn't like the lollies?
Reference?
Reference to, like, AFGG cast episode, like, 3.
I don't know, it's...
Is this the picture of the show?
Yeah.
It looks dumb.
That's what I said.
It's one of those where it's, like, it's not going to be good.
How's they dong with skull versions?
It's not going to be good, but I'll probably enjoy it nonetheless.
Because you watch everything.
That's the problem with this season. I'm enjoying, like,
too much.
I've watched. That and the 9 season, or 9 animes from last season.
That are all good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing that amazing, but enjoyable.
Yep, and moving on to Space Star Dandy.
Space Dandy.
I don't know.
Like
I only know that saying because John said it 3 times to me.
But this is like the whole big, like, hyped up dude that did Cowboy Bebop. Dude's gotta be so amazing. And yeah, I don't know. Eh, I see the Cowboy Bebop, but meh. It's alright. Not blowing me away.
It's alright. It was never going to blow me away.
Yeah. I think this is the kind of thing that blows away people that, like, haven't watched anything since Cowboy Bebop. They're like, oh, man, anime's cool again.
It's just about a guy doing stuff.
And fan service.
Yeah, those tentacles.
Got to talk about boobs and throw some fan service in there. It'd be like, break the fourth wall a couple times. Be like, hey, we need more fan service. And, yeah. GG. Brian, you watching it or no?
Nope.
Don't watch it. And it's not really that worth it. But it's
I would recommend
enjoyable.
It's alright. I don't know. How many episodes is it? 12 or 24? Because if it's 24, I'll probably drop it.
I probably will too.
Yeah. Wait, but you don't drop anything. You're completion, man. Except this. Okay, what is this next one here? Is this a spinoff of Revan or
something? Ah, to Aru. Hikuche e no koi uta.
Is it a spinoff?
Totally.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No. Aww. It's, well, what's the English title? The Pilot's Love Letter or something like that?
Something like that. I like it so far.
Yeah, the Pilot's Love Song. I don't know. It's about a kid who flies into nothingness, because that's what they're trying to find out. And there's romance in there.
Yep.
All right.
I like
that.
I like his
blonde guy.
And his name is Kal-El, which means he's Superman, which means I don't know why he's flying a plane. But he can just fly at the speed of sound.
Well, isn't there someone else in this plane with him? I see, like, multiple people here.
Oh, wait, no. His real name is, like, Carl? Whatever?
Carl. But he's Kal-El, man. He can push the floating island, man.
But he a prince, though. He not... Wait, well, actually, no. Kal-El is actually a prince, too. Never mind.
So, looking at the reviews for the first episode. And first review, 5 out of 5 stars. Great pilot episode. See what they did there. Yeah. Great way to start a Monday. Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah. Kind of looks like the blonde dude from, which one? Fractal, I think?
Sort of, yeah. I can
see that guy. Some new lookalikes this season. Okay. Moving on to...
Speaking of lookalikes.
Lookalikes.
Wake Up Girls, the idol anime of the season.
Great. More idol shows.
Which I didn't drop. Which actually had a movie as a prequel. And I watched it.
Oh, God.
And it wasn't too bad. And this is probably not too bad. However.
However.
Main characters. Let me send this picture. Tell me that does not look like Haruka from Idolmaster.
It does look like Haruka from Idolmaster. Except her hair is a little bit like greenish.
Her hair is green. The anime is brown.
Probably the lighting then.
Yeah, but she's pretty much Haruka.
You can only have so many different idols, okay?
But yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta reuse character designs.
It's not even the same. Whatever. The thing about like these idol animes and Idolmaster is like these are more realistic.
Do they have the Megane idol?
Well, at the end, Idolmaster is probably a lot more enjoyable than everything.
There's no Megane idol. What is this? Oh, wait, yeah, there is. With the Mio hat.
The Excellent. Mio hat?
The Mio hat.
What are you talking about?
Get out of here!
They all wear the Mio hat. What is the shit? Anyways.
Yeah.
Probably. That sounded like a recommendation there.
If you're itching for an idol show to watch and you've watched them all already, then sure.
And you haven't watched Idolmaster.
Or AKB0048.
Then go watch Ikatsu. No, don't go watch Ikatsu.
Then watch that show that 905 always watches. What the hell is it? Pretty default.
I don't know. He watches like here. Three of them.
Yeah. Okay. And then second to last.
Witchcraft Works.
Because this actually looked kind of interesting.
I like it so far. I think it's pretty interesting as where it stands right now. Is, like, as I watch it, I'm just like, why? What's going to happen?
It's getting better.
Yeah.
Second season or second episode is better than the first.
Yes, I will totally agree with that. Second episode definitely made me laugh more, too.
Yeah, it's one to look out for, I guess.
Julian, I saw what you clicked on.
Also... I'll keep an eye on that one. It looked kind of interesting. Better than Magic Wars or whatever.
Let's see where they go. Both of them.
Yeah.
But this, it's main girl character is voiced by Seto Asami. Who's,
okay.
You don't know who that is, do you?
You gotta fill me in here, man.
Chihaya.
Okay.
But
all I need to know.
It's like...
Speaking of, where's my Chihaya season 3?
But
it's
like,
winter season. What
like,
is this?
It's like emotionless Chihaya.
Oh, ew.
So, yeah, I do prefer Seito Asami doing a lot more energetic roles, like in Chihaya or Tari Tari.
Thinking about them, some poems.
They're not even close.
Alright, and last but not least, whatever this is.
ZX Ignition!
As weird as it sounds to me when I read a summary, I was still intrigued in watching it, I just never got around to watching it.
It's pronounced ZX.
Zex? I thought it was ZX.
No, like,
it sounds Zex.
The number 6.
No, like sex, but with a Z. Unless, is that what it is in German?
Yeah, that's how you pronounce 6 in German. Zex. Zex.
How come I don't remember him from Valbrave?
I know. I think there is a Zex in Valbrave, too.
But this, it's...
Is it racing? Like, what the hell?
No, like, people have been comparing it to Devil Survivor 2.
What?
To me, it's... bit more like Fate Zero.
Finish that second season.
Finish that Fate Zero. But it's Devil Survivor. I can see Fate Zero, Fate Stay Night. I can see it as well. It's kind of like similar to those type things.
Okay. It sounds a lot more interesting than the title gave it credit for.
Yeah.
The title.
I thought racing. This. Like Grand Prix, whatever that was. GTO, GTX, Grand Prix, whatever it is.
F1.
F1. On DJ's Plan to Watch.
It's alright. It's got Sasha Miyuki.
I feel like that's like the third or fourth time you've mentioned her this season.
Oh, you want me to mention someone? Hanazawa Kana is in like everything.
Hanazawa Kana. She wouldn't be Hanazawa Kana if she wasn't in everything. It's kind of been her, like, it's her motto. All right, I guess that wraps it up. That was a lot of shows. That was a lot longer than I thought it was going to take.
We didn't go from all the pictures, man.
Well, pictures are going to be included in the show linkage on the site, which you can find us at monthlyanimereview.com, because we're all fancy like that. Final thought. Swervskaskatan.
Penis plus penis equals survival.
Well, that O is pronounced we, but I don't know how to pronounce the rest of that word.
Ween?
Swerve research. But yeah, catch us next time, sometime soon, hopefully with the 2013 award show. A little bit belated, we'll hopefully have some more people on for that, possibly some returning guests, or maybe some new ones. We'll see who's available or willing to do so. But until then, peace out. And...